Okay, so it's the 2nd of June. No, it's not.
No, it's the 2nd of... This is take two. This is take four and still hasn't got it right.
It's my birthday.
Is it? The 2nd of June?
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Excellent. Yes. Happy birthday.
I may have to... Coronation Day.
I might have to...
I was so proud when the Queen got crowned on my birthday. I thought it made me special.
Oh, well. I love it. I may have to break off this podcast, painful as that sounds, to hurt that small child who's playing with his rattle in the front of the shop.
Well, you don't need an excuse, do you?
Well, no, all right, no. Well, I'm not saying, you know, that wasn't an excuse. I was just informing the listener.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
I don't know what the rules in Guatemala, our listener is in Guatemala. You see, there we go. You see, my palms and my toe. That was... Have you ever thought of not becoming a Foley artist, John?
I wonder if the Foley family is still...
No, moving on.
Gramercy Club podcast, me, John Fleming, her, Kate Copps together. Special guest star is... Q?
Janet Bettesworth.
Well done. Excellent.
Speak, man.
I thought she'd be better than this, John.
I thought she was. She doesn't project. She looks like a woman who should project, but she doesn't.
I must congratulate you on your roller banners.
Oh, thank you.
Roll the banners.
Thank you very much.
They're incredible.
They're rather good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Outside the shop. We're in the shop.
You haven't even seen them. I thought
it was a euphemism for something. Her roller banners.
Roller banners.
What are your roller banners?
Now, can I tell you what's exercising me this week, amongst other things?
Catholic priest?
Nope. Yes. I've just found out that Kent University...
At Canterbury?
Kent University are offering an MA... Sorry, I just touched Janet's knee there. An MA in stand-up.
I think they have for a while.
Specifically stand-up.
Was it not always stand-up?
Well, what about the one that comes before the MA?
Well, the
like the normal one.
The BA.
Yeah.
Well, they also did a comedy course. It was like a year, 3 years.
Yeah, but
an theatre.
MA, postgraduate, year...
I see.
In stand-up. Stand-up.
I'd do that.
But why?
I haven't got a BA.
Why?
Well, because
I'm a junkie for all workshops, all comedy courses.
How many comedy courses have you done?
You mentioned a comedy course or a workshop. I'm there.
Yes, you went to Will Franken's comedy course, didn't you?
Yeah.
Are you both of them?
Three of them, actually.
Three?
So what do you get out of them? Do you think they make you a better comic?
Janet Bettesworth, stand-up comedian and club runner.
Yeah, club runner. Do you think they make you a better stand-up?
Skeptical look on your face.
And I'm absolutely skeptical.
There are bits. You have to extract the bits. And what I liked out of Franken's one, when he sends you out and you have to be a voyeur, an oral voyeur, and pick up little scraps of conversation.
Mm-hmm. In the street.
Like, well, in your case, because he'd wanted it here, it would be Morrison. Is that Morrison?
Yes, Morrison's. Well, it was Morrison's till they closed. Bastards!
Oh, okay.
They closed shortly after
you
went out.
And then come back and relay it to the rest of the... And it's always quite funny.
I've kept taken
to doing that now, off my own bat.
Well, there we go. Do you feel that... Do you feel that you needed to pay for a comedy course...
Oh, but he,
so that you could be...
He's very, very... charismatic.
Well, when you say you've done it off your own, but you actually now go out into the street, which you didn't used to do, and listen to people.
No, I walk my dog in the park.
But you mean you do? Everybody does. Everybody listens to people, and then
So I do that. What did she say?
She said, this is the last one I heard.
What did you say?
She said, you and I, this is two women.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't.
You and I would just get on with our lives, wouldn't we? You know, I mean, we'd go out and about. I mean, some people have much worse things. They have terrible acne. He just never goes out. And then I had to walk past them, and I was in my mind, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. Acne. But I mean,
I got bored with this already.
I mean, that's not something you would need to go to a course to be taught to do.
Acne, no.
Well, I do.
John, would you stop interrupting?
I was going to say acne, but probably an open spot.
Now, that would have been quite funny, but you didn't, you see, John, you didn't. Until you'd gone past the point of annoying me into an outburst. And it's not good for me in my state of health.
Tell us about your state of health.
No, I'd rather not. But everybody who is into any kind of communication listens to other people on buses or on the tube or whatever, and you pick up funny little bits. And it's something, oh my God, you never guess what I heard on the tube. And there's whole newspaper columns, magazine columns dedicated to, you know, overheard. Time Out still does one, I think.
Really?
I don't think you need to go and pay Will Franken to point out to you that sometimes people in the outside world say funny things, and if you're near them, you could hear them.
I think that's actually called observational comedy.
You have to parrot them as well. You have to try and put on their accent and all that.
Right.
You know, which is useful.
Unless you can't do accents.
Yeah, go on. Do it then. Go on. How did they say
it? All right, yeah.
Go on.
On you go.
Have a parrot.
Do a funny accent. But so that was Will's. But what an MA in stand-up comedy. What do you
do with it?
Well, not so much that. What
possible
a year?
Uses
have
it?
You spent a year? It's a full-time course for a year, saying stand up, be funny.
Thank you very much. They take you to see comedians, wouldn't they, and all that.
Well,
but presumably they've done a full year of BA before this, have they? So this is like the second year of studying comedy.
You can do a BA. It's just a postgrad. You can do your BA in one of these fucking pointless degrees like peace studies or
whatever. Yeah, who wants peace, for fuck's sake? Dear me.
Well, you're not going to get it by studying it, John, are you?
Well,
I think that's a pretty much a foregone conclusion. Anyway.
I'm still bored.
Full time.
Indeed.
Well, nobody seems to be agreeing with me here, so we'll move on.
I agree with you.
I only like to talk about things where I can completely change people's minds on the subject and they end up agreeing
noticed that with men, mainly with men, on Facebook recently.
What?
They put up a post. Mm. If anyone disagrees with them, they just can't bear
it.
That's Facebook.
What is the point?
That's the Facebook libertati for you.
No, but it's like they're putting up a post ostensibly to be a starting point for discussion.
But that's not what they're
doing at all.
No, they're putting up a post as a starting point for everyone telling them how brilliant and correct they are.
Yeah, exactly. And,
thank God Trump doesn't do that.
Now, you see, I would rather that you mentioned Louis Schaeffer, and now I've had to do it for you. I would rather that you mentioned Louis Schaeffer.
As well.
Louis Schaeffer?
Yeah.
Louis Schaeffer?
Excellent.
Because he put that exact thing up today.
Ooh, what?
He said, I put up things on Facebook, and it doesn't matter how well written they are or how well expressed they are, some people disagree with me.
You see, parrots, it's as if he was in the room.
Exactly. You see, now, she couldn't have done that before Will Franken's comedy course.
No. Got the American accent.
No, she wouldn't have noticed what he wrote on Facebook. She wouldn't have felt that there was anything interesting to be gained out of regaling the two of us and our listener in Guatemala about it, and she wouldn't have been able to do the accent.
I'm still bored. You know, the reason flame hair...
You're easily bored.
The reason flame hair Janet Bettisworth here is, of course, is that you're doing something for her next week.
Now that sounds very suspect.
Well, it's a tease. It's a hook.
So yeah, you're going to sing a torch song.
Am I right? Because I was going to.
What's the event?
The event is the Copstick edition of Crown the Knave comedy at the Bedford Sidebar, the Bedford, on 7th of February at 7:30 p.m.
In Balham.
I repeat, 7:30 p.m.
In Balham, Gateway to the South. I thought this was some kind of music night you were putting on.
Well, our nights are often pretty musical, actually.
Right.
Like,
because you mentioned something to me about a blues night, which I severely failed to know.
No. We always have blues just kick off with. Always.
Oh, right.
That's like our house band, as Ollie calls it. And they're very good.
Can I just point out...
Who calls it?
You did say you weren't allowed to mention Ollie because he gets upset. Right, anyway, moving on. We didn't mention Ollie.
Ollie's a dog, isn't it?
It's a lovely name.
Lovely dog.
In a world full of not good men's names, Oliver is a wonderful name, although it does just make me think of warts and roundheads.
But basically she's singing at your event.
So this is all news to me.
We always have comedians like on this particular night. We've got someone called Victoria Howden. Do you know her? She's a lesbian.
Big.
Yes, she's big.
She's marvellous.
Because Copstick and I went to a gay night. We saw her at the gay night.
She is tremendous. She's tremendous, but she's a proper singer.
So why have you got chopstick on?
Well, exactly. Who else have you got on that's going to make me look like shit?
No, no one's going to make you look like shit.
No, you'd be surprised. It's quite easy to do. Who else is on the bill?
For what?
So the brilliant Victoria, who is wonderful.
Luca Cupani.
Oh, Luca Cupani. Luca Cupani. Is he singing?
I don't think so.
Unless he sang with me.
Unless
did he?
Yes, he sang with the last podcast. There is no business like show business. He sang.
You don't
listen to your own podcast, to our own podcast.
And what did he sing?
He sang that, what she's just said.
No, he's doing his I'm deliberately misunderstanding.
Oh.
It's going to be, but I am going to laugh myself sick when you become completely senile and you really don't understand anything anybody says.
Become?
Good point. So, Luca Cupani, brilliant.
And the other Victoria.
Maybe. Caroline Maybe. Caroline, she's definitely called Maybe.
It sounds like a cry baby to me.
That was me doing a funny voice.
I didn't even have to go
to Will Franken's comedy workshop for that.
Because you listen to people in the street wantonly.
That's true. I've been arrested for it twice.
And so what's Copstick going to sing at this fine event next?
Well, what do you want to sing?
I said that you should pick something you love.
Well, she doesn't love anything. It's Copstick. She hates everything on principle.
I mean, if it's got a blues, slightly bluesy vibe, then it's very easy for Chris and Andy to accompany you without much rehearsal. Although it would be good if you felt like coming a little bit early.
Yes, I'll come early.
Have you any bluesy ideas?
Well,
White Woman Sings the Blues.
I've got kind of a... I could probably get the chords, a chord chart for it.
For what?
From the guy I wrote it with.
Oh.
Oh, the song is self-composed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because there's a shitload of stuff from, or indeed a load of shit stuff. See what I did there? And I've never been to a comedy course. The one woman show I used to do. We've got, and they're mainly quite rude.
One woman show?
No, that's cool. Yeah.
And this is a kind of a 12-bar blues type thing.
How do they go?
Lovely, wonderful.
No, we're going to have to come to Janet's marvelous.
Well, he's already said he is so.
Anybody listening, come along to Janet's marvellous comedy night, 7th of
Feb.
7:30 p.m.
Sing us one that you aren't going to sing, then.
No, I couldn't possibly do that. No.
One woman show?
No. Yeah.
Who is in it?
See, but I mean, I get this all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
And I try to remain my usual sunny, friendly, mild-mannered self, but it's very difficult in the face of this.
What, Sunni? As in Muslims?
I know. Exactly. Mm. I just sit here and lose the will to live while he stuffs his face with chocolate and makes puerile...
Oh, chocolate, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go. Twix and Cadbury's something or other. There you go. Do you think anyone would have picked up on the rustling there?
I can't think of a pun in rustling. It's worthy of me.
Yeah.
That's one thing that just drives me insane.
It's what, rustling?
Is when someone eats a bag of crisps next to me on the tube.
Ah.
Just, by the way, I bought you something else. Not just the paracetamol.
Oh, my God.
Rustle.
Yeah. Popcorn. Oh, sweet and salty. My favourite. Yeah. I love it. So, what were we talking about?
Why have you got paracetamol? We haven't talked about Africa yet. We always talk about Africa. Africa and sex to get through.
Yep, Africa, yes. I'm going out to Kenya on the 17th of Feb. I was supposed to have gone 2 weeks ago, but I boil washed my passport. I know. I got home and I thought, God, my Kenya, I've got some, like a jacket and a coat and a kind of gilet thing with a million, like a poacher's waistcoat.
Gilet?
It got massive pockets and I just stuffed them full of everything and go onto the plane weighing about 25 stone. But they don't stop you doing that. Whereas because now, unfortunately, some of the security people vaguely remember me as the one who always drags on a hugely overweight carry-on bag.
What's in a carry-on bag? It's a red nose, big floppy. Oh, no matrons, what?
See what I mean? It's amazing that I'm actually able to do this once a week without being heavily medicated.
From once a week.
What's the thing? Yes, so I'm going. All my Kenya clothes were still festering in a bag,
including the gilet.
And I thought, oh bloody hell, I better wash them. So shoved them in with a bit of Dettol and whatnot to kill anything that might be growing in the pockets. There usually is. And when I opened the door of the washing machine, my passport fell out.
Oh, and I didn't know there was such a thing as a boil wash. I've never heard
and,
of that.
So then I thought, but I thought, don't panic. I phoned up the passport people and said, can I have your wonderful one day, you know, they do this, what's called premium thing, and you get it in a day. You go down there, you tell them I'm a twat, I've boil washed my passport, you pay £128 or something like that, and you come back 4 hours later and it's there.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I said, I'll have your fabulous premium whatnot. And they said, no, you won't. Because we don't give it to twats who boil wash their passports anymore.
You're joking.
No, there's no premium thing for it. So anyone who's listening who has had their passport lost,
boil washed,
who has had their passport stolen, or who has lost it, or who boil washed it, you can't get the one day thingy anymore.
But under other circumstances, you can.
Exactly. If you're just renewing your passport, you can. Which seems strange because obviously it's more of an emergency if you're the kind of twat who's boil washed your passport a week before flying out to Kenya.
You say, I've suddenly had to go out at 2 hours' notice to go to Kenya, give me a passport, and I'll do it.
Well, if you were renewing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
I've done that, yeah.
Do you need
to corroborate that?
Have you got a working passport now?
No, it just sits there and does nothing. I have, yes. Really? If I happen to have on me.
Really?
Oh, no, I don't. It's the wrong jacket.
Ah.
Oh, no, I do. Maybe I don't. No, I don't.
No, actually, now, as you were fondling yourself there, that brought to mind.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You promised never to mention that, ever.
All right, but I will. You know me, liar. Your video for the lovely Ariane Shireen.
Indeed, that's why I have a beard.
But it's she's collecting props, so it's quite an eclectic prop list.
Have you seen the prop list?
Well, she put it on Facebook.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Presumably, she's going to stick it on YouTube.
Yes.
And then, then she doesn't make any money out of it.
Well, there will be links, of course, to her album, currently available on iTunes, downloadable. Although she's, again, I'm not sure, but I'd like to say it, I'll get killed if I'm
not. Oh, come on.
She's going to reissue the Beautiful Filth album under her own name.
Which I can highly recommend, people.
It originally went out under the lovely Electric name, but in fact she's going to re-release it as Ariane Shireen.
I think that's excellent. I think it's very good.
Indeed. And
so John's doing the sex video. We've established that. You brought it upon yourself, as it were. Anyway, so yes, I've been having a bit of a clean out, and I found in the bottom of my wardrobe a marvellous game, which is it's a form of hoopla. And I'm just saying this
hoopla.
I'm just saying this in case it's only one careful user, and basically, what it is.
I think we can guess what it is.
It's a butt plug.
Oh, we didn't guess what it was.
Nope. It's a butt plug, which with a stick attached to it. So somebody bends over, shoves the butt plug up their bottom, and the stick sticks out. And then the other people playing the game try and throw the hoops over the stick.
What does the winner get?
That's up to you, John. As a denizen of the porn video, the amateur porn video with music.
Ritual humiliation.
I thought you put butt plugs and things behind you now.
See, not even Janet, but would that level of
filth
material get him a 5 minute open spot at Crown the Knave?
No.
Oh dear.
Well, John, could do better.
I shall try. I've managed to grind this to a halt now.
You have?
It's a sophisticated music video. It's not a sex video at all. I'll get killed for this. Probably on camera.
Yeah, so if anyone would like, as I say, one careful lady owner, but I need to be selling stuff.
Hold on, how do you know it was a lady owner?
Because it was me.
Just wanted to establish
Kyle Wallace, mate. Appreciate it.
How many uses?
One occasion.
Yeah. And flooding into the shop now. This is good.
I know, but they're just chat. They come in here and they chat, and then they go, and it's very upsetting. I need to be selling a lot of stuff on account of the fact that I'm broke. Anyway, moving on. What else is happening in the world of comedy, John?
I don't know anything about the world of comedy. Well, I'm going to Consignia's four-show event at the Bill Murray, a.k.a. Angel 2 on the Sunday, which should be interesting.
Tell us about that. Consignia.
I can't remember. It's a blog about it.
Uh-huh.
Blogs at johnfleming.com.
Uh-huh.
Consignia is Phil Jarvis.
Uh-huh.
And they did a one-hour show at Edinburgh last year, which I saw. And at the end, the end of it, they did it again. So it was a two-and-a-half-hour show by the time I saw it. And
I remember that. Even you came back confused.
They're doing that. Then there's three other shows. One of them involving the man who is spelt Ben Target.
But apparently Target.
Has now reverted to being Target. I think he was Target, then Target, then Target.
Okay. And what does Ben do?
I don't know. He does whatever Ben does. I've seen the app, but I can't remember, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's about 4 hours of surreality.
Now that sounds like, what time does it start? Can I might join you?
I believe it's 1, I didn't know I was coming apart. I believe it was 1:45 to 6 o'clock.
Ooh.
So are these like previews?
No. Well, no, the last one, which is, I don't know, the abridged, dapper, 11-hour multicoloured dream show or something. It's the climactic one, which is the Phil Jarvis one. And two of the Consignia people are doing another show. I can't even remember. I don't care. I've lost interest again.
Yeah.
Can I have a cough?
Yeah.
Talk while I have a cough.
Do you want to take some of my tea? This is what comes of snaffling quips.
You can choke to death, you know.
Yeah.
On sugar.
Thank you very much.
I once had
you.
A spoonful of honey, which I was told to get because it was Highland, fresh from the hills of Cumbria.
Cumbria is
heather sort of marinated honey, costing about £11, and I just thought, oh, I'll have a taste. It had a bit of honeycomb, sort of in two.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake, take a drink of this.
I wanted to go out for that scarf.
Took one teaspoonful of it, and I couldn't breathe.
What, like anaphylactic?
You might try and look a bit more interested in what I'm saying.
Okay. No, it's like this all the time. It's like this every week, Janet. Every week.
I was nearly dead because of honey.
He's still not.
It's frightening.
I was remembering taking Riley up the Scarf Hill.
Yeah, hilarious.
She was lovely elephant. Lovely elephant.
What?
Riley the elephant.
Randy the Elephant?
Rani, R-A-N-I.
Rani the Elephant?
From Jerry Cottle.
Why did you take her up?
Because someone on, I must have been surprised, wanted to blow fire or something. And the producer, Brian Wesley, at the time, had this bright idea, where can he blow fire? I know.
Up an elephant?
Up Scarf Hill, the highest mountain in England.
Good God.
And for some reason, to this idea then got added the idea that we would take an elephant up Scarf Hill. Not quite sure why.
What about altitude sickness?
Well, no, it's not that high, is it? It's only Scarf Hill.
I've got no idea. My geography is appalling.
Well, nothing is that tall in Britain, is it?
I don't think I even did geography to O level.
So if I had to find an elephant, and there was an international circus convention...
Well, to be fair, if there's one around the place, John, you're going to see it quite easily. They're not that difficult to spot.
They are, because there was an international circus convention in Hong Kong, and almost every elephant in Britain was at this international circus convention in Hong Kong. So I got Rani out of Jerry Cottle, and it was a lovely elephant.
Really?
And when you let him loose out of his box, he overnighted in a hotel.
What?
In the car park.
Oh, my God!
But then when you let him loose, he thought, it's a hill, I can run up the hill. So he sort of cantered up this hill. But it was very, very, very bad weather. You could only get halfway up Scarf Hill.
Oh.
We all tried to persuade...
He probably thought he was being freed.
Yeah, indeed.
What's the point? Are you trying to emulate Hannibal?
Well, no, we all said to Brian Wesley, don't be ridiculous, you can't take an elephant up Scarf Hill. And he said, Hannibal, he said. That silenced us.
Yeah.
We've had helicopters from Carlisle and all sorts of things. It was terrible. It was a disaster because the weather was bad. Anyway, carry on.
What was the point of it?
Well, of course there was no point. There was no point.
It was surprise, 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 surprise.
Talking of no point, did you see that Johnny Depp spent $3 million Hunter S. Thompson's ashes out of a cannon. Money well spent in my book.
I know, he's suing his financial advisors or something.
Yeah, who are saying...
Because he's broke.
And he's saying, well, he was spending like $30,000 a month on fine wine, and he was buying houses all over the place, and he fired Hunter S. Thompson's ashes out of a cannonball on top of a large tower that he built for $3 million. I think he was probably overcharged on that. But
I think it was a bit.
It's a worthy thing to do, though, isn't it?
But there's loads of things you can do with your ashes now. You can have them made into a diamond... You can have them put in a firework.
A tooth. Yeah, tooth.
That's my surprise voice. You can have your ashes made into a tooth, just one. Well, I suppose they'd have to compress it.
Well, Keith of the Rolling Stones said he accidentally smoked his father, didn't he?
Yeah.
But it's that's diamond is the, you know, stage one, and then the next stage is tooth.
What's tooth? I've lost track.
They turn it into a diamond, and then they embed the diamond
in your
tooth.
Yeah.
Don't think I would like that.
What, eating with your father or your mother?
The diamond idea is lovely. Yeah. And then there's these other wonderful... They put you in a kind of a pod with a sapling, a tree, and you grow into a tree.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is, I think, is very, very lovely.
I'm not getting... Are you getting burnt?
I'm getting buried.
Oh, my God. Someone has stolen my idea.
For what?
For dying. I mean, no, I'm not dying, obviously. Lots of people die. But they found the body of a man, the badly decomposed body of a man, so he didn't follow through with my whole idea, in the middle of one of the big deserted moors in Scotland. And there was a bottle of something like strychnine or something horrible beside the body. So, and I think he'd known he was not long... this world. He'd got on a plane, because he was in America or Mexico or someplace. So he bought the poison, came over here, went out into the middle of the moor, lay down and took the poison, which is my idea of how I'm going to die. I'll just decide, right, this is it. Can't be bothered anymore.
Preferred modus morandi.
Well, I would, as I say, go out to the middle of Rannoch Moor, bottle of, I don't know, ideally something like morphine. And a nice whiskey. Then I have... Somebody pointed out, because what my plan was to have a rectal thermometer, insert it, and so I...
With the hoopla game?
No, this is no time for fun and games, Janet. These are my last seconds on earth. But the thermometer would be attached to a bomb. And it would trigger the bomb, because I take the morphine,
Disgusting. I lie down. All the way here.
As soon as my body temperature drops.
Junction to Shepherd's Bush.
So as soon as the temperature drops.
As soon as the temperature drops, so that it knows I'm dead, then the bomb goes off.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Why, what did you think was going to happen?
Before you died.
Oh, Janet! Janet, what kind of woman do you take me for? How on earth?
Are you waiting there?
No. That's what the thermometer... And, you know, some people have suggested that I choose the rectal thermometer just for a bit of... last moment's pleasure, a vibrating rectal thermometer. No, it's so that I don't really want people picking up my body and carting it around.
But they would be in hundreds of
it's absolutely smashed into tiny fragments.
But you put them to all the trouble of
because nobody would know I was there, and there would be the explosion, and then. The wildlife of the moor would have a bit of a buffet. You know, foxes and whatever, and they'd have a bit of a buffet, and that would all be fine. That's my plan. But, yes, this guy beat me to it.
He had a rectal thermometer?
No, although he didn't do the bomb, so his badly decomposed body was found in the middle of this moor. Now, I don't want anyone... My body is bad enough as it is. Without it becoming worse by badly decomposing, or even well decomposing.
Well, you're halfway there.
To be fair, John, unacceptable as that is, it's probably quite true. But so, are you planning on being burnt?
No, I'll be buried.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's rather romantic, much better to decompose.
Did you watch The Last Silent Witness?
Oh, my goodness gracious me, that
it's
lovely
good.
Amelia
good,
Fox.
Wasn't it good?
TV series, no.
What worried me was, well, of course, she's fine, she's Amelia Fox, is that she's just staggering about on quite an unattractive beach.
Unattractive.
Yes, but it looked like nobody was there. But also, what a twat. She'd spent the entire one-hour episode.
Spoiler, what did she do?
It looked like she was buried alive. And
I couldn't follow the plot at all.
So she was in this kind of coffin box. She was given a phone and a bottle of water, and it was all, oh, how much air do I have left? And he was saying, well, you can kick open the box, and there's bits of sand dripping down on top of her. So we go through the entire thing, and she sacrifices herself so that these other people can be found, and it's all, goodbye, cruel world. And then for some reason, in the last 5 minutes of the programme, she goes, and then starts to push at the panel behind her head, which opens.
She realises that she shouldn't still be alive, so there must be something dodgy about this.
So she opens, pushes that open to reveal she's not buried at all. She's buried at the top, but
in a kind of
in a kind of burial heap thing. You know, like they slot you into the wall. Very much the way Luca talks about his granny being slotted into the wall.
I had a flashback to Amsterdam there for a second. Sorry.
No, not that kind of slotting, John. So I find that quite irritating.
And was there a point to this?
What I liked was when she was being filmed.
Tension, John, tension.
Which was like a kind of homage to, on the, what's that thing called, where the lovers are in the surf.
Ah, yes.
From Here to Eternity.
From Here to Eternity. From Here to Maternity.
Yes. So she's, and it's rather muddy looking sound, isn't it? But they film her in such a way that at one point you can see the whole of her neck, and it was incredible. Her neck was so muscular. I mean, it was extraordinary. It was like, how can a neck be so beautiful? It's hardly human. It's sort of,
I think Janet's on the turn.
I think so. Yes.
You heard it here first, folks. Janet Betty's word is on the turn.
So we've had Africa sex, decomposing bodies.
Yeah. It was,
and a tiny bit of comedy.
Did you see Delicious? I love Delicious. Her and Dawn French, the lovely Dawn French.
Or Amelia and Dawn French.
Yes.
No.
It was awfully good.
Because?
Oh, I bet it was, actually.
It was tremendous.
Can you still see it?
I'm sure you can get it on iSomething.
Does Dawn have
on
a
the
nice,
interweb.
Does Dawn have a nice neck?
Not massively, no. None of us do, John. None of us does.
I'm trying to avoid any reference to the Middle East. Okay.
Middle East?